listening to the Whale Scout Podcast with your host, Whitney Neggebauer.
Welcome to the Whale Scout Podcast, everyone. My name is Whitney Neggebauer, and today is June 6, 2019. A little bit later in the show, we will be joined by Erin Cora of Folks, Friends of Lyme Film Society, and she's going to be sharing about a really special event that's coming up as a part of Orca Month. But first, probably the biggest news of the entire month is that there is a new calf in J-Pod. This sweet little whale was seen by researchers from the Whale Center, which is based in Tofino, Canada. And they were able to obtain some photographs, send those on to the Center for Whale Research. And now the mystery is on. We are not sure exactly who the mama is. So we're going to wait for a few more sightings of J-Pod and hopefully continue to see this little calf thriving. And then from there, based on observations and try to figure out who the mama is. Of course, Dad is not exactly in the picture, so to speak, in whale society. So anybody's guess on the daddy for this little whale? And we don't know the gender. Also, interestingly, the new calf was not given a designation yet, like a name. So we're still waiting to hear more information, and everyone's just waiting until J-Pod presents itself again to researchers who are out on the water to take more photographs and take more observations. But it's really exciting news. If you're keeping count, that brings the population up to 76 whales, which is good news. Just this past Monday, I spent some time at the Governor's Orca Task Force down in Puyallup, Washington. And, you know, you could really tell people were hopeful with this new calf, but also felt like we are absolutely not out of the woods yet, and that a really strong movements forward need to take place in order to recover our whales. So that was good news. You can go up to our Facebook page and check out an update from Monica Whelan Shields of Orca Behavior Institute. She did a pretty good job of summarizing what was a really long day. Let's see, some other news for this summer. Whale Scout is hiring a couple summer interns. So if you are 18 or older and you are interested in getting some experience in the field, doing some salmon habitat restoration, talking to people about orcas, doing land-based whale watching, meeting up with diverse communities and teaching families and young kids about whales and about how they can help, then head on over to whalescout.org. In the news section, there's a post there about the opportunity and how to apply. You must apply by June 15th, so hurry over there. Also, June is Orca Month. Just this past weekend, we celebrated a kickoff event in Seattle, and it was a lot of fun, and it's the first of many, many events, all the way from British Columbia down into Oregon. So you can head over to orcamonth.com to check out more information, and I will let you know some info about the events that Whale Scout is helping to host or co-host. Starting with this Friday, June 7th, we are co-hosting a film screening at the Mountaineers, and we are going to be showing Damned to Extinction. I've already seen the movie a couple times, and it's really good. It really will leave you feeling inspired and just ready to take action. So again, that's June 7th at the Mountaineers. More information on our website, whalescout.org. And on Sunday, June 9th, we are having a really fun combo event. We typically have a beach cleanup that we host or co-host in the summertime during Orca Month, and so we are doing it again. We are now stationed at Lincoln Park in West Seattle, and this event is, we're calling it Whales in Your Neighborhood, because we're combining it with also our Second Sunday Sightings and the big sightings event that we do in for Orca Month. So what's going to happen is we have naturalists and volunteers that are stationed all over the Sound, and we're partnering up with lots of other groups to do the same thing. So There will be naturalists out that will help you spot whales, look for wildlife, talk about what you're seeing. And also you'll have the opportunity to spend an hour on the beach doing a cleanup. So you're doing good while also learning a lot from a lot of really knowledgeable volunteers. So there's a Facebook page, our Facebook event page that you can find by going to our Facebook page and just look at whales in your neighborhood or search Hour for the Ocean, and you will be able to find lots of different sites all throughout Puget Sound and into Oregon as well. And Lincoln Park will be our Whale Scout hub, but we have lots of other sites that you can check out as well. Another really exciting Orca Month event is being hosted by the Seattle Aquarium June 22nd, 23rd, that Saturday and Sunday, and they do a big Orca Awareness Weekend, and we will have a table there. You can come stop by and say hi to us. We have a family activity where you can help restore your neighborhood in order to provide more salmon for the ecosystem and all of its inhabitants, including us, which means, yes, you do get a special salmon candy treat. It's not salmon. It's actually a Swedish fish. And another really cool event that I believe is new this year. It's being hosted by Orca Network, Kids for Orcas on the Ferries, Friday, June 28th. They're going to have naturalists on various ferry runs in Washington State. And you can ride the ferry and connect with some of the naturalists that will be on the boats. And participate in fun family activities and take action for the whales. And lastly, we will learn more about it tonight. The centennial celebration for the Limekiln Lighthouse, and we'll learn more about that with Aaron Cora. If you are interested in Orca Month, which I hope you are, go to orcamonth.com. There is a full listing of all the events that are going on. There's concerts with Raffi and Splish Splash jumping into the Sound to celebrate some of the legislative actions that were taken for the orcas and salmon this year. So orcamonth.com, or you can go to whalescout.org and see which events we're a part of. And I look forward to seeing you. And now Aaron Cora. We are back here on the Whale Scout podcast, and we're joined now by Aaron Cora, and she's with the group called Folks, Friends of Limekiln Society. And Aaron, this is sort of like part two. We had you on earlier in the year, and we're excited to have you back to share more about the Limekiln Centennial Celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me back, Whitney.
Yes, of course. But first, I want to get an update. We just had Memorial Day weekend, so it's like the summer kickoff. What's going on at the park and with Folks, and if visitors are going to be coming out to the San Juan Islands, possibly thinking about seeing whales and want to come give the park a visit, what do you have going on?
Oh, well, we are definitely in full swing now. We kind of bookend our season with the holidays. So Memorial Day or Labor Day is really when we're on go mode. So we've got the Interpreter Center with all kinds of gifts in the gift shop too. Just stocked full of stuff. So we're open daily from 11 to 4 now all the way through mid-September. So definitely come check that out. And we're doing some new upgrades there as well with the different grants that we've had. So we're working on having the updating some footage on one of our existing exhibits, but then also working on getting a virtual reality installation in as well. So that's pretty exciting, and we'll kind of keep things posted on our Facebook page as well as our website on any follow-ups on that. So the Interpreter Center is big, but then we've also got our Thursday and Saturday evening lighthouse tours from 7 until sunset. So those are first come, first serve, and just by donation and free to everyone that wants to go up to the top if they want and check it out from up in the lunch room, and kind of intentional around the sunset. So that's kind of why the time is that way. And then we also have some different park tours and roving interpreters and volunteers there to help with the questions and building more information and hopefully an understanding of the place that everyone's visiting. And again, we do. We have 350,000 people from 40 countries coming there. So it's really important to have a little bit of an interface and hopefully deepen people's connection to the place that they're visiting. And, and then that's kind of on the regular. Also, Bob Otis is back in the lighthouse doing his thing and research and has some wonderful help there. And, soon in the late June, early July, he'll start his 3 p.m. lectures from 3 p.m. So they're 1 hour long at 3 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. So keep your eyes open for that. We'll kind of be posting that as it happens. And then also on Saturdays from 2 to 4, we'll have Wolf Hollow there doing some really cool displays and helping with questions and talking a little bit more about the different critters in the islands and what they do. So that's kind of the regular weekly type stuff going on. So we're in full swing doing that. A good team of volunteers. Of course, we're always looking for more. But, we're solid, I think. And then we're just really looking forward to the centennial.
Yes. And I just want to jump in and just say that from my experience spending time at the park, I think not very many visitors are aware that you can't always go up to the top of the lighthouse. So those lighthouse tours in the summertime, at sunset, I think are really special, and people really do get a kick out of walking up the, tight spiral staircase up to the top and enjoying the view and keeping your fingers crossed for whales. So I highly recommend the lighthouse tours. And great people, too, really.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to see what the perspective is like from up there. And soon, hopefully in the next month or so, we'll also be getting a new railing at the top that'll make it up to code. So we can go back outside at the top. So keeping our fingers crossed for that, even, is pretty exciting the prospect of being able to go outside at the top again. That's always a favorite.
Yes.
And absolutely, a lot of our volunteers consider it a date night, because it takes two volunteers to run the tours, and so it's either friends or couples that really have fun, and they make that a date night and open up the lighthouse for people to come into, and it's a lot of fun, for sure, and who doesn't want to be on the west side for sunset?
Yes, exactly. And so the lighthouse is turning 100 years old, and your group is throwing a big party. So tell us, give us a little history about the lighthouse. 100 years old, so that goes back to 1919. That's like close to Titanic time, right?
we've been having a lot of fun developing this particular celebration. It is the youngest lighthouse establishment in the state. So 100 is actually young for the state and the lighthouses. And we're just collaborating and getting a lot of fun people to sign up and be part of the event itself. We've got U.S. Coast Guard admirals and state park commissioner coming up from Olympia. And then our own Washington State Parks San Juan area Marine Area manager, Chris Gadotti, and then also we have our own mayor coming out. So all these folks are coming out to just offer some wonderful stories and inspiration about the park and the lighthouse and its 100 years. So it's actually going to be on June 30th, 2019, which is exactly 100 years. It was lit on June 30th, 1919. With kerosene, with a fourth order Fresnel lens, and we're just excited to see it turn back on for the 100th year that night. So, and we're going to be—it's a huge collaborative thing. Like I was saying, we have it's the intention of having the different groups come out and do tabling, to have their own booths out there to share the efforts that they're making in the area and community, is kind of to develop the past, present, and future partnerships with the park and the lighthouse and just how we can further utilize this place as an amazing platform for education and stewardship and an inspiration for all that come to this place.
Yeah, I read a little description on the Visit San Juan's website, and it's saying lighthouse tours, live music and performances, silent auction, raffles, live art and crafts, which I have to ask you, what does that mean?
Yeah, well, we happen to have an in-house artist, Pamela Hoke. She developed a beautiful poster for us, kind of this wonderful peekaboo shot of the lighthouse through the Madronas, which are famous in the park as well. And she is going to be doing some live art in the park during the event as well. So she's really inspired to bring art more into the park and have people and of all ages come and enjoy and learn how to paint the lighthouse and learn more of what she's doing as an artist. And then we'll kind of have a little crafty area where we can get more fun, coloring the lighthouse. We'll have cookies that are shaped like the lighthouse. And so, which kind of was a little segue into a hope and dream of mine that I'm really crossing my fingers that we can pull it off, doing an edible lighthouse contest where if it's food and it's shaped like lime kiln lighthouse, then enter it in and we'll have a fun little contest with a really nice basket prize of we have a wine label that we just made and with Mike from Mike's Wine and some wine from his cellar, and we just developed a really beautiful wine label to also commemorate the centennial anniversary. So yes. It's and that's just the touching the surface. I feel like it's really going to be something that you want to come to and enjoy and experience.
Absolutely. And so it's a wine label. Is there going to be like special wine that they're making? Inform me.
Right. Well, it's wine. It's Mike's Wine. What we initially bought was about 10 cases of the Cab Franc of Mike's Wine Bar here in Northwest Totem Cellars. And we made a nice label, and we just got done sticking all the labels on the bottles last night. And we're kind of putting it up as a obviously a fundraiser for the lighthouse and the park and all that we're doing there. And it's going to be more of a reserve, and then you can come and actually pick up. So we can do pre-orders basically, and then people can come pick it up at the event itself, or also at Mike's Wine Bar. So we're kind of offering it in that way, and having some fun with that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a good like sipping and also working and being productive kind of thing. Sticking on labels.
Right. Well, just enjoy a glass of wine and go for it.
Yes. I'm working hard. It's for a good cause. I love it. So I understand there's also going to be a shuttle that's going to help people get out to the west side. So that's going to also make it really easy, I would say, for people like me who might be coming from the mainland and want to go out there and leave my car behind.
Right. Oh, no, that's huge for sure. And we've really tried to think that one through because being the weekend before the 4th of July, we know that's going to be really busy and it's a Sunday afternoon and evening. So we want to make sure people can get on and off island if they need to. So the event itself starts at 3 p.m. So I've worked something out with Craig with the San Juan Transit basically for $5 round trip instead of $5 each way, he'll do some pickups at the between the high school parking lot as well as the community theater. Those two parking lots are adjacent to each other, kind of kitty corner. So we're hoping that if obviously the parking lot at the lighthouse at the park is going to fill up pretty quickly. So we're really encouraging people to carpool / really catch one of those shuttles, and we'll be kind of going on the hour. Starting around 2:30 on Sunday afternoon from I think initially the high school parking lot. But again, stay tuned because we're still kind of developing those final little details. And if anything changes, we want to make sure you guys are aware. And then we might even have some overflow parking happening at the Lavandera or Pelindaba, that is Pelindaba out off of Wold, as a secondary and a little bit closer, parking area. So, yeah, we want to make sure everyone can come and enjoy it and that it's not too much mayhem with the parking.
Exactly. So we're...
And obviously, when you come, I'm sorry, I do have to say, too, it's a free event to come to, but parking in Limekiln, there is still the Discover Pass / Day Pass required. So right. We want to make sure people are aware of that. So... We don't want any surprises either.
Yes, yes. It is a state park in Washington, and like all the state parks, that Discover Pass is required. So mm-hmm. if people want to stay up to date and make sure that they're following all these details, where should they go?
Yeah, well, our website has, I mean, right on the homepage, if you click right on the artwork, Pamela's Hoax artwork, piece that actually will lead you to the most up-to-date link. Right now we have it linking to the San Juan Island Visitors Bureau because they just have a wonderful interface there. And if there's any other questions about getting to the island and whatnot, that's just, again, that's a really good one-stop shop. So we're directing people there initially from our website. And then we're kind of constructing a little bit more of, kind of an event poster that we'll be plastering all over the place and have it online as well as on the island and in various places. So, folks, folks.sji.org is our website. And people are welcome to give me a call, too, if there's really some questions that are hard to figure out.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to that on the podcast, so you'll be able to connect there directly. And I'm looking at the poster right now, and it is gorgeous. I love it. Mm-hmm. The peekaboo view is really cool of the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest question I have is, at the centennial celebration, will the whales show up? What do you think?
Well, we're always crossing our fingers for that. But I'm also going to be hoping to get a little bit of a boat parade going by after the keynote speakers. A little bit after 5 o'clock, I'm asking if different boats, including our county boat and possibly a Coast Guard boat. We also are hoping for some tall ships to go by just to offer a little bit more of a camaraderie to the fact that the lighthouse really is there for mariners. So
it's true.
So and of course we have the half mile no-go zone that's been in effect for a long time. So we want to make sure that if there's whales in the area, we'll fly that whale flag and let all be on the line, letting the boaters know too that okay. Yep. So it could get tricky, but at the same time, I think there's going to be plenty of communication going on and obviously respecting the whales and what they're doing. And of course, we'd love to have them come to the party.
Yes. Everyone's welcome to the party. And I think the boats and the people and everyone will make room for everyone. And it would be great if the whales did show up. I know a lot of whale people are just bonkers about the park because of the whales. And you're right. Yeah. It is a maritime thing that we sort of enjoy a lot of the time from the land. But it is, just as beautiful from the water as well. And that sounds really cool. Is there any other details that people should know about?
Well, That's really the majority of it as far as things that are really kind of happening through the season. We are going to have another event in August for National and International Lighthouse Days, just continue the centennial theme because, of course, it's all year long. So we'll keep your ears open if you're going to be in the area more in August or something. So we wanted to try to continue that theme of the centennial and enjoy our lighthouse that much more. And, stay tuned because it is still early enough in the season. We are in full swing, but there's things developing still and as we can build through the season and make that much more of an experience for people.
Yeah, and the event is really like the final event of Orca Month, which of course is June. And yeah, there's going to be tons of events throughout the month. And this sounds like a really beautiful closing. So thank you so much for hosting.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's perfect. I'm so glad that we could kind of coincide it with the Orca Month. And You know, what better than to kind of commemorate Whale Watch Park at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Erin, for coming on the podcast today. And we look forward to seeing you at the Centennial Celebration and all summer long, hopefully.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, Whitney. I look forward to seeing you all, too.
Thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Also, you can check out our website, which has just been relaunched, and check out all the podcasts on the website. It is now searchable, where you can go in and search for a person's name or a topic and listen to podcasts wherever you are. So thank you so much for listening, and namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Whale Scout podcast. Your voluntary donation goes toward the recovery of whale species and enhanced whale watching opportunities in the Pacific Northwest. Please visit www.whalescout.org for more information. J'esquive conseils et préjugés.